Hi and welcome to the Josiah Longo interview with me, Paul Johnson, on Folkin.com with our Crop Ready feature 2022. Now, regular listeners will know that occasionally we have to split interviews into two parts on Folkin.com. This is because, being a singer and songwriter myself, I like to get down to the nitty-gritty of bands and artists and how they write the songs, what inspired them to write the songs, how they structure the songs, and the stories behind the songs we all love to listen to. And many of you have phoned in and messaged and said they love that aspect of these interviews. So on this occasion, I could not edit out some of the great chats and great stories that Josiah was telling me. So we split this interview into two parts for you. This is part one, and then when you've done part one, go and get yourself another cup of tea, sit down and enjoy part two of our Josiah interview. And thank you for supporting Folkin.com. Okay, here we are again backstage at Crop Ready, and I'm so excited and so pleased this year on a scorching hot day to be talking to one of the great bands to be hitting the UK at the moment, making huge waves, and that is the Slambovian Circus of Dreams. And I've only gone and got Josiah Longo here with me. Hello, mate.
Hey, how you doing, everybody? Hi, Folkin.com. We love you guys.
It's been lovely to see you, and Darren would be so pleased. Sadly, looking at us from above, he passed over now, but he was always raving about you guys and saying, you must get to see the Slambovian Circus of Dreams. He loved you.
Yeah, we loved him as well, too. We were lucky enough to send him a video when he was on his last legs, about to go into the spirit world, you know. We were jealous of you being able to go before we go. We're tired on this side, but we'll keep fighting on, brother.
That's right. Good thesis, because we're going to be seeing him soon, I tell you. Yes, we all will. Yes. We'll all end up there. We know he's looking down on us. We've actually brought his chair this year, so he's filled. Chair's in the field.
Good.
You got a new album out, which is fantastic. An Unusual Head.
Yeah.
What a great name. Where'd you get the name for that from?
You know, funnily enough, It's called A Very Unusual Head, and a book came out a few months after called A Very Irregular Head, which is a quote from Syd Barrett, and it's a book about Syd. And when I wrote A Very Unusual Head, I was thinking of Syd types, people that were too fragile to make it in an industry that was full of predators, you know. And, so it was thinking about people that think outside the box or work in frequencies, you know, of consciousness that other people aren't quite in, and they're a little hard to understand. So the album's a kind of a shout out to all those people who feel they don't quite fit into the world.
Your albums have always got so many great songs on. I remember when I first listened to your last album, and it was, I think it was Traveling on Fumes. A fantastic feel about that song.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that, you know, that's a fave of a lot of people. I mean, we don't often play it, but when we do, those who connect to it. Yeah, I think, you know, it's very, that song, one of the lines in it is, I am in you, you are in me, that kind of thing. It's a little bit, that's a little bit of a steal from Jesus. We steal from everybody, you know, so I don't want to say it's unintentional. He probably co-wrote it with us, you know. A lot of ghosts co-write songs with us, you know. Even John Lennon comes by, sits in my yard sometimes. People tell me there's medication for it, but I'd rather not take it. But, so I think, yeah, Jesus did a co-write on that song because it really resonates with people, and they feel that song deeply, you know, good people, yeah.
It does. A lot of your songs do. You must be a very sort of thoughtful writer, because you sit down and there's always something in your songs, and I think that's what makes you great, something that across life you can relate to. Certain bands can do that. They kind of go through an album and you think, I know what he's saying there. I know how he feels, and you kind of capture that. Don't you? Very good. Like, I was got married at the weekend, man. I had my hand fasting just last Saturday.
Congratulations.
And I was doing the wedding playlist, okay? Proper traditional hand fasting, English traditional hand fasting. And my band played, and another solo artist played. And I was doing the wedding playlist. I said, I've got to have some Slambovians on there. And I ended up, as she was walking down the aisle when we were settling down, with Look Around from the new album.
Oh, thank you, brother. We're honored. That's cool, man.
And such a great feel of song when we was all sitting down after the ceremony, look around, the words were brilliant, it fitted perfectly.
So we were invited to your wedding without even realising.
You were there, man.
Oh, man, all right, bro, thank you.
A couple said, who's that band? I was going, oh, I'm seeing him next week at Crop Ready, that's Josiah's lot. And I let it run, and then, of course, the other one we let play at the wedding, which also got some good comments, was Bees.
Yeah, that's the co-write with John. Yeah. You know, in my sick mind, people could think what they want. I really felt John come to help me clinch the chorus on that thing. You know, we lived when Pete Seeger was on the Earth plane still, which was not that long ago. You know, we moved about 10 minutes from his house. And, you know, he's in, you know, him and all his gang are into that environmental. And he roped us right into it. And we wound up doing a lot of benefits with Pete. And Pete also testified to people to say we were a folk band. But back to bees, you know. You know, as soon as our awareness of the environment, the environmental situation, you know, the bee colonies collapsed. And so, you know, I felt really, like, terrified by that, because if the food goes, thinking, what can I do, you know, to help? And I asked my wife, I said, you know, I bet if we don't mow the lawn, it might help, you know. And she agreed. All of a sudden, the yard was full of bees and butterflies. And I thought, oh, my God, look at that. I had never really thought it would do that. And the bees were buzzing around, the butterfly. I think that butterflies like the milkweed or something. I don't know what it was. We had monarchs and bees. And I started writing this song, I Know Where the Bees Have Gone. Yeah. They've all come to my yard. And then when the chorus came, I could see, you know, the ghost of John Lennon there encouraging me. And we wrote a hook together. And that song's been very popular at the folk festivals we play. Everybody sings along, you know. So I think John helped. All the good ones that people like seem to be, there's a ghostwriter involved somehow. I can't. And, you know, you could say my songs are real relatable. I don't have a lot going on in my head. There's a lot of empty space up there. And my musical understanding is very simple. I'm kind of like three chords and some warped truth, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm luckily surrounded by really good players who can play really well.
That's my theory. I'll do that.
That's it, man. You know? So, you know, but the songs somehow resonate with people. I mean, it's very hard to play all original stuff for like thousands of people that never heard you. But somehow there's enough space in the circus music that people seem to jump right in with us, you know. So thank God for that, you know, whatever that is.
Do you know, I think it's because when I've seen you once before, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again, when you listen to an album of yours, there's lots of little dips to the hat to different people.
Yes,
you know,
you'll
have a little dip to Lennon, and then maybe in the next track, you know, you'll have a little dip to Seeger.
Yeah.
Or there's always little bits creeping in, and I think that's what makes it relatable, because you're quite brutally honest about it. You do borrow quite a lot from different influences.
Steal.
Yeah, nick it. That's the way to go. There's nothing original. There's only eight notes, man.
Right. You just glue them together, you know.
It's eight notes. You can only juggle around eight notes with mine. There's only, like you, only know three or four chords. But
knowing three or four chords is, you can't really play it like the original person.
No.
You could just cop the posture
and the vibe,
you know.
Yeah.
So it's really like no one could ever sue you, because you're really not copying anything. You're just feeling the vibe and trying to sing the vibe.
Yeah, I know.
So, you know.
Ah, what a legend. Josiah Longo there. Well, that concludes part one of our interview. Join us in part two, where we continue the conversation about limited musical knowledge and getting away with it. Enjoy part two.